Imagine Jesus standing in our midst, and he says to us, "Peace be with you." And then he breathes on us, saying, "Receive the Holy Spirit." For me, this scene from today's gospel reminds me of the rite of confirmation, when the bishop calls each of the confirmants by their names and said to each of them, "Be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen." And then, "Peace be with you and with your spirit." Now, two rhetorical questions. What are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? And two, who is the Holy Spirit? The answer to the first question is, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit are wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, piety, and fear of the Lord. And they are found in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 2. Moreover, like the seven deadly sins during Lent and the seven virtues during Easter, the gifts of the Holy Spirit will be the theme of a homily series by the clergy over the next few weeks. Now, for the second question, who is the Holy Spirit? There's God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. There's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God and the Redeemer. There's the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Holy Mother of God. So for many of us, the Holy Spirit is almost, for a lack of a better word, an afterthought. For me personally, the thought of praying to the Holy Spirit never crossed my mind until diaconate formation. My formation directors encouraged us to pray to the Holy Spirit, to invite the Spirit of God to be with us as we reflected on scriptures, when we wrote our papers and prepared our reflections. I took their advice, and over time, I came to find myself saying this simple yet reassuring prayer to the Advocate, the Sanctifier, the third person of the Holy Trinity, repeating over and over again in prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit." Moreover, when I think of the Holy Spirit, these two characters from J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings series come to mind, Samwise Gamgee and Frodo Baggins. In particular, the scene from the Return of the King movie where Frodo and Sam are scaling Mount Doom. Frodo is utterly spent from having carried the One Ring to be destroyed in the fires of Mount Doom. I imagine the One Ring represents the burdens that we carry in our life, be it because of our own actions or as a result of the actions of others. And we are Frodo, and the Holy Spirit is Sam. Rather than letting Frodo give up, Sam cries out saying, "Come, Mr. Frodo, I can't carry the ring for you, can't carry this burden for you, but I can carry you." And indeed he does. Jesus keeps his promises, and he does not leave us orphans. He sends his Holy Spirit to help unburden us and to strengthen us so that we can carry out the mission that Christ has given us at our baptism. That mission is to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that Christ has commanded us. Christ calls each of us to missionary discipleship, to be bold, to be Catholic, to be evangelizers. This is the mission of the Catholic Church in the world. Just listen to these words from Pope St. John Paul II. "You can be evangelizers, and no one can take your place where you study and in your work and your free time. The harvest is great indeed for evangelization, and so many workers are needed. Christ trusts you and counts on your collaboration." Moreover, Pope St. Paul VI tells us, "Those who receive the good news and who have been gathered by it into the community of salvation can and must communicate and spread it." And the Holy Spirit is with us always, just as we heard in today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, when at Pentecost, the apostles were filled with the Holy Spirit, and their Spirit enabled them to proclaim the mighty acts of God. The Holy Spirit, through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, became missionary disciples for Christ. Thus, as followers of Christ, this is our calling, and the Holy Spirit dwells in each of us and blesses us with the gifts we will need to answer God's call with a yes. You might be wondering what missionary disciples looks like. What role does the Holy Spirit have in all of it? One example could be a grandfather who makes sure that his grandchildren receive their sacraments, even if it means that he takes them to RE classes himself. Most recently for me, it was my experience from this last Sunday's Marian and Eucharistic procession. I have participated in many Eucharistic processions, however, they were all walking processions. This past Sunday's procession was the first one where I was standing on a trailer that was being pulled by a pickup truck through the neighborhoods in the most eastern part of our parish boundaries. With a bucket of holy water in one hand and an aspergillum in the other, I sprinkled every car, every yard, and every people with holy water for an hour. As you can imagine, my arms were tired at the 30-minute mark. The bucket and the aspergillum felt like they weighed a ton. However, the Holy Spirit kept me going. He gave me supernatural strength when I was worn out physically. How? The Holy Spirit sent forth the people of God who ran out of their houses to line up along the procession line. In doing so, the Holy Spirit reminded me of my love for God's people, which fuels my desire to bring Christ to the faithful and to work tirelessly for the glory of God, building up his kingdom in our parish community. I want to end by sharing these words from Pope John Paul II with all of you, because the great saint challenges all of us to live out our Catholic faith boldly in words and in deeds. JP II said, "So many of those of your own age do not know Christ or do not know him well enough. So you cannot remain silent and indifferent. You must have the courage to speak about Christ, to bear witness to your faith through a lifestyle inspired by the gospel." We all have different kinds of spiritual gifts, but they all come from the one Spirit. And while there are different forms of service and workings, it is the same God who calls each of us, all baptized in one Spirit, into one body of Christ, to serve others with love and joy, to be missionary disciples for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.